This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How the fallout of the end of Roe v. Wade is hitting social media. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court's decision revoking the right to an abortion has created a new legal reality that is only just beginning to sink in across society and the economy, including on social media. Users in states where abortion is legal have made posts offering to mail abortion pills to those in states where they may not be available following the court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. There are reports this morning that Facebook and Instagram are taking those posts down. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
So one reason this is a contentious issue is that social media platforms don't appear to be taking down posts about mailing possibly controlled items uniformly. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and according to the Associated Press and Vice, posts from people offering to mail abortion pills have been taken down almost immediately. An AP reporter did a test, Sabri, posting a message offering to send abortion pills. The AP says that post was quickly taken down, but a similar test post offering a gun was left alone.
Is it against the law to send abortion pills through the mail?
No. They can be mailed after an online consultation with a prescriber. And President Biden told the Secretary of Health and Human Services to be sure this medication is as widely accessible as possible. But some states have already made it illegal for providers to prescribe the pills after online consultations.
And what are Facebook and Instagram saying about all this?
I reached out to them, and Meta spokesman Andy Stone referred me to his tweets. Meta, of course, is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Stone tweeted that Meta won't allow content that, quote, attempts to buy, sell, trade, gift, request, or donate pharmaceuticals. Stone tweeted there have been some instances of incorrect enforcement, and Meta is correcting that.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Demand for emergency contraceptives have surged after that Supreme Court decision that struck down the right to abortion, so much so that several major retailers are rationing sales of the contraceptives, according to multiple published reports. All right, let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.2% to 0.6% range, with the Dow future up 183 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.254%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Businesses have been celebrating the LGBTQ community in honor of Pride Month this June, and that sometimes includes partnering with LGBTQ-owned businesses. Evie Smith Hatmaker is founder and CEO of Rebellious, a queer and woman-owned public relations agency. She has a lot of experience working with brands advertising during Pride and what legitimate support for LGBTQ-run businesses looks like. She spoke with my colleague, David Brancaccio.
One issue that we've been following here is really a question. Are these companies giving their business to firms run by LGBTQ plus people? What are you seeing?
Usually if it's not a queer-owned business and they're really just doing what, you know, I think so many media outlets call rainbow washing, probably not. You know, we've always had the unique experience of being really, really busy during June. It's probably one of our biggest, busiest months of the year.
So when you see pride-themed merchandise offered at, you know, big department store chains, what's your reaction? I mean, it's not a negative reaction, but you probably have further questions.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the consumer of me is like, ooh, cute, rainbows. But then, you know, the queer person inside of me is like, well, I wonder if they used a queer artist. I wonder if, like, any of the proceeds of this are going to be going back to queer causes. And so I think, you know, a lot of companies out there will throw out their rainbow t-shirts. But I always encourage people to pull the thread and dig a little deeper to see, like, where is that money actually going?
And you have long experience in PR. I think you also worked in Silicon Valley for a good while. But help me understand, you felt like you're not allowed to be yourself in that earlier version of your career?
Yeah, PR and marketing is really interesting because we are sort of taught to be reflections of our clients. You know, you're sort of encouraged to essentially code switch. I am very fortunate in that I'm, you know, very femme presenting. You know, we would say in the queer community that I pass. But, you know, that's not a great feeling either. And also feeling like, you know, staff that did know that I was queer, like, didn't quite know what to talk to me about. You know, I heard a lot about, like, people's distant queer cousins that had, like, nothing to do with them or what we were working on. So, yeah, it was a lot of extra emotional energy just to go to work.
It must be part of the things that were on your mind when you decided to try to strike out on your own and start your firm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started Rebellious really out of exhaustion. I never planned on growing an entire agency, but, you know, now we have a team of almost 20 people. 70% of our staff are LGBTQIA identified. It's truly a magical place.
Part of the challenge here is to make Pride Month not end on June 30th.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not just gay in June. Let's put it that way. You know, everybody out there who is queer for life. And I think that there's causes that should absolutely be paid attention to. I think it would be nice to see more of the queer business lists and book lists and causes to take up year round. And I think, you know, for bigger corporations that, you know, have been accused of rainbow washing or are rainbow washing, like, this is really putting your money where your mouth is. Like, support us 365 days a year.
Evie Smith Hatmaker is CEO and founder of the PR and consulting firm Rebellious. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That was David Brancaccio there in New York. I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.